The sea of business challenges presented by the novel coronavirus, particularly the world economy grinding to a halt, has left no industry unscathed at all. Nigerian businesses are not only at odds at this time with how to approach the impact of the virus, but also with the stagnating environment in which they operate. Exports have been hit, tourism flows have been affected, supply chain disruptions are being wildly felt everywhere. In short, nothing here spells any good news for the Business Confidence Index, which, of course, in all likelihood, will continue to trend lower in the period just ahead. And nowhere else is this impact being felt than in small businesses. And that is why on the third edition of COVID-19 Heroes, we will be looking at how to help small businesses. My name is Femi Obong Daniels. Welcome to COVID-19 Heroes alongside my friend, brother, and co-host, who is not in the studio with me, Dr. Weber Boa. How are you, Weber?
Good morning, Femi. Doing very well in the context. And you?
I'm great. You look finer than me. This thing has been kinder to you.
It's not possible.
Yeah.
Not possible.
And we're lucky. We got a great guest today. Do us the honors, Weber.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this morning, we have the honor of having Ada Osakwe, who is the CEO of Nuuly, a store that you, or a business that many of you are familiar with through the juices that are available in most grocery stores, but also through her chain of restaurants that only serve products that are made and grown in Nigeria. So it helps the agriculture value chains, it helps farmers, and it also helps us stay healthy. So good morning, Ada. Thank you for being on the show. So if you can tell us a little bit about your business and what it was like before COVID, and then what happened to it and what you're going through now as a small business owner in Nigeria. Yes.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Femi. Good morning, Weber.
Good morning, Ada.
Thanks for that introduction. That's exactly what we're trying to do with Nuuly. Very passionate about the agriculture value chain and creating value-added products from what we grow locally. And that's what really brought Nuuly about. Before the COVID pandemic, we were on a really lovely, fantastic growth path. We had more than doubled our revenues between 2018 and 2019. We had added an additional 6 locations across Lagos. So the brand was growing, our story was growing, our revenues were growing. The people and the lives we were touching was becoming a lot more. We have about 60 people on our payroll, and that's folks both in the factory as well as at our different stores. And we were really excited about the about what 2020 had in store for us. But COVID, obviously, is ours here. I'm still in the food service business. So even without a lockdown, even in the face of a lockdown, we have been allowed to sell our products. But what does this mean, really, when you dig deep into it? Because some people might say, but you're in food, you're still making money. And I acknowledge that at least some is coming in. There's some people who are not making anything. But 10 stores, and then now one is the only one that's open and is doing deliveries. So we're now having to wait, get out to customers. We're having to wait for customers to reach out to us, and then we send to them. Before, it could be impulse buying, before we could get people going past Admiralty Road, a popular road in Lekki in Lagos State, and people would see our store and they'll stop over to quickly buy them daily juice. Today, they're not doing that. They're sitting at home and they're being very careful about their spending as well. Despite the fact that we actually do have an affordable product, but people are being very conscious about cash. So that's where we are today. It's a difficult one.
And tell me, the other locations that you have that aren't open, are you still paying rent? Are you still paying salaries?
Absolutely.
And if so, how are you managing to do that?
Absolutely. Even just today, I wasn't text messaging some of our, just thinking through landlords and how we can face this, because they're also a business. These are investments for them. So on their end, they're like, well, it's an asset and you still have to pay. And then you have to make the argument that there was a lockdown. Whether or not I wanted to sell, I can't sell. So those are the challenges many small businesses are facing. How do I deal with landlords? How do I deal with the fact that today LIRS is still sending text messages and wanting to collect their consumption tax or wanting to collect payee? and how do you deal with the fact that you have a workforce that suddenly they've had to sit at home and you're trying to make sense of it? No revenue is coming in. And I keep saying that this workforce, mostly in the small and medium enterprise space, they are only one step away from being the poorest of the poor that just receive palliatives. Small businesses and their workforce have not been talked about by our government, by anybody throughout this period. So I really appreciate you having this conversation, because many of these small businesses, the workforce, if they don't get a month's salary, 2 months' salary, they might as well not be living, right? So we really have to look seriously at this. And that's really some of the things that keep me up at night.
Interesting stuff. From, you know, going by what I can gather from all you said, agriculture value chains are not as operational as before. Getting raw materials is much more difficult now. Ada, you are Nuli. Everybody knows that. But you're not just that. You've become a voice for small businesses in Nigeria. And this goes back way before even the pandemic. And I was wondering, on the one hand, I'm sitting here wondering why you look out for small businesses other than just your own. And on the other hand, I'm wondering, why are thriving small businesses so important to the economy?
Oh, great question, Femi. Honestly, like you pointed out, I have been on this journey of entrepreneurship for the last 5 years, and I have indeed been very outspoken about what we go through as small business owners. In any other economy, small business owners are the heartbeat of the economy. In Nigeria, we make up over 40% of the GDP. We make up over nearly 80% of the workforce, and it's a very similar demographic and numbers for the rest of Africa. So why is it that we don't have a seat at the table in a meaningful way when it comes to how to drive the economy and the decisions that are being made? Why is it that it is so tough to operate our businesses, because we're not the big companies that typically have, you know, the clout to speak to government or to do whatever? We are pretty much ignored. And when it comes to policy making, issues that affect small businesses are typically ignored. So I have really felt this. Maybe it's the background I've had from development finance and then working in government. It's not about me. We're only stronger together. So that is really why I've always pushed in this space, and I believe we have to continue in that regard.
So Ada, I know that now, you know, you've sort of taken it to a next step. It's no longer sort of you speaking alone. You've built a coalition of some type. Yes. To kind of speak out for the needs and so on of SMEs in this difficult time. Can you please tell us about that coalition? Yes. Who else is involved? What are you all trying to accomplish?
Yes, so when this started, you rightly said, I started off just by myself. This was sometime around 7th of April, a week after the lockdown. I started a change.org petition. And this today, at least the last I checked, maybe a week ago, we had over 4,000 signatures. And this petition was the hashtag Nigeria Support Your SMEs. People connected with that. People who own small businesses and emerging growing businesses connected with what I was trying to achieve there, because we realized that nothing was being spoken about. Unlike other countries, even countries like Ghana had already put $200 million straight up, like the first week of the lockdown, to support their SMEs. You have countries like Mexico, $1 billion. You know, so many, you can go on and on. So the fact that government was silent here, or big business was silent about what was happening in the lower base, was something that really hit all of us. And as a result, after that petition, it then became a call to action. We said, okay, let's take it a step further. And by this time, I had started getting people reaching out to me saying, I connect with this. Ada, how can we be involved? Ada, how can we amplify what your voice and what you're saying? And then we decided to say, okay, let's not just talk. You know, it's a situation in Nigeria, sometimes we all complain, but not putting the solution. So we said, let's put the solutions together. So we put out a call to action with 10 clear recommendations for the government to take on board. This was back in April as well. And there were recommendations that affected all SMEs. Put out grants, loan forgiveness, hold up on your taxes, put out a fund that will support us. some of those small things, even up to things like give us free transportation for our staff by the time we come out of the lockdown, because they haven't had money, and it usually accounts for transportation costs is about 40% of their salaries. So the 10 points resonated again, took it out far and wide, and we continue to push to see that it's done. But again, the third point, the next phase was that we saw it was not enough. And because of the response that we got of everybody feeling this way, we said, let's create this coalition. The coalition is called the Small Business Network of Nigeria, SBNN. And we're really coming together to advocate as a collective voice for the interests of small businesses beyond COVID. We actually see this as an opportunity for the government, for Nigeria, to finally pay the right attention so that we can not just survive through COVID, but thrive after this period.
Interesting. Adapting and surviving as an entrepreneur. That's the focus. That's your focus. And that's what we're focusing on. Government has not done a whole lot. It's not entirely gloom and doom per se, is it?
Femi, to me, it is. Our CBN back in early March, you know, I commend them and I keep saying it without a doubt. The Central Bank of Nigeria has taken a step forward. They always stay ahead of things with supporting small businesses and issues around agriculture, which is my sector. But 50 billion naira, that's about $136 million. I said that Ghana next door, not even up to the size of population of Lagos, did 200 million. So it's a drop in the ocean for what is required. And I continue to say that we need a fiscal response. Yes, people may give things, say things like government is broke or oil prices are down, but they know it's about priorities. And without a doubt, guys, before we get it, before I'm misunderstood, this is first and foremost a health problem. It is. But by the time we instituted a lockdown, it becomes an economic issue. So we have to synchronize our responses, health, economy. But I almost feel like, be it at the state level, be it at the government level, they're rushing on the health and then putting unpractical things in place for the economy. And we are going to have a tougher time to come back after all of this is over.
So, Ada, based on all of this, you know, what's going on, I think the government, as Femi said, has done some response. We've seen Bank of Industry, for example, has reduced interest rates and so on. And so there has been some initiative. But at the same time, I think you said SMEs make up 40% of the economy, 80% of the workforce. So paint us a picture. If there is not enough action taken, if this drags on, and if, you know, one by one, by one, by thousands, these SMEs all start closing down, what does that do to the economy?
The economy is really going to shut down and have a tough time recovering. It's millions of jobs on the line. It's millions of livelihoods on the line. And we're already having a tough time at the economy before COVID. So this has just amplified it. It's a race to the bottom right now, but it can be stemmed. It can, if we collectively try to see how. I'm not only pushing for government. Government should do something, but they should listen. They should listen and think about, there are people out there, there's private sector that is trying to speak up. So let's find a middle ground and work on this together. So it's going to be a tough situation going forward. I'll bring it home again as an entrepreneur. I am just here trying to look at the numbers and the spreadsheet of my staff. We were able to pay salaries in March. April, I've only been able to do about 20% for most people because I wanted to know something. Those who were working and doing the deliveries, they got 100% of their salary. But now going forward, we're going to have to let people go. I have communicated this already. What did we do just to ensure we were also taking care of? These are human beings. These are people who have to survive. We also provided food items. So some salary, some money just to help them. But then we packs of food that had basic things that they could feed themselves and they could feed their families with.
Let me look at it like this. I'm a small business owner. I don't really know much what government is doing or is not doing. But I'm sitting and I'm listening to you. I'm watching this and I'm wondering to myself, Ada has talked about, I mean, we've talked about the coalition that you've put together and all of that. And I'm wondering, as a small business owner in Lagos or anywhere, what is there that's available to me? How can I know? How can I learn? How can I get involved? How can I benefit? What is there? Help me, please.
So first of all, it's not much, but what we tell people, go on the website. We are trying to put and collate resources that are not just about a 50 billion Naira loan, which is the only thing very specific for SMEs that is there that can help anybody right now. So I encourage people, apply for it. But to be honest, you know, it's, we say that, but last week, the NERSAL and CBN came out to say over 3,000 people had applied. Yet we don't, I applied, I haven't received. Every other person I've asked, and many people, social media, everything, that nobody has said they've received it. So we ask, where is this money? Who has received it? Publish the names. So that's one thing, but that really is it. What we're trying to do, if you go on the website, we're looking out for all the other small initiatives. It might be a high net worth individual who has put money together and saying that, you know, people like, I know some people have done funds, guarantee funds to put their money to work so that SMEs can access loans. Some of them are Africa-wide. Some of the development finance institutions have put COVID relief funds. Some are non-government organizations, NGOs, who have also put. So we put it there and we just say we'll support in that application process and we can talk about it. But honestly, it's still not enough. It's not enough at all.
So Ada, you say it's not enough. So, you know, Nigeria Info is quite influential. There's a lot of pretty important people listening from, you know, probably today. So if someone very senior in the Lagos government was listening right now, and they probably are, what advice do you give to them? Let's, you know, federal government, that's one thing. But at the state level, what can they do to help the SMEs in Lagos? What is your advice? 3 to 5 things that they should focus on.
So at the same time we did the 10 recommendations, we did a specific 3 recommendations for the Lagos state governor.
Okay.
And this was sent to him, and I know he received it. But till now, we haven't heard anything back. This included putting out maybe a 10 billion Naira or less of grants. Just let us know you care. Be empathetic. Let us know you understand what we're going through. So that was there. We thought about, obviously, the issues around taxes and seeing how they give forbearance. And even if they could even put in a word with landlords and utility providers that who are still asking for service charge when businesses are not open or getting any revenue. We, of course, put what we talked about with regards to transportation costs and all of that. So that's what I would say. We have tried. We keep trying. We're putting our heads together as business owners, and we are coming up with solutions. We're not going to Lagos State Government and giving you the problems we're facing. We're immediately telling you this is how you can help and let's do this together. So I would love for them or whoever to move forward and let's start seeing tangible results.
Ada, this little interview, this program is called COVID-19 Heroes. And I'm proud to say you are one of our heroes. And we are really proud of what you've done and what you keep doing. We really appreciate it. I want you to look into your crystal ball. Tell us, what do you see? How paint a likely scenario for us as relates to businesses in Nigeria and what you see. Are you apprehensive? Are you hopeful?
I think I'm the latter. I'm hopeful. I want to believe that our work and our passion and our drive is not in vain. I believe that this, having these opportunities to speak up. I believe that creating the platform of SBNN, that people have, we now have over, I think, 100 people without even doing a lot of advertising, people signing up, putting up their business details. They're suddenly feeling that they're part of something that cares. It's not only about getting your business skills and technical skills, Femi. It's also about knowing that we can advocate for a better environment for all of us. So I'm hopeful that this would happen. And that's the only thing. We can try, pick ourselves up when it doesn't work. But I'm hopeful that things will happen and there'll be a change.
Interesting. One final request I'll make of you is, for the benefit of people who are hearing, who would be like to be a part of all of this and who want contact and all of that through social media, through contacts, would you share your contacts?
Sure. Please share my contact, my social media handles, and maybe my email address. But also, I'll just encourage folks, I'm very active with our smallbusinessnetwork.ng, smallbusinessnetwork.ng. Let's build our numbers. Let's come together. We're tired of having to do things that the government typically wouldn't do. We're tired of filling in for the government. Let's come together and make sure that we're asking for what we deserve.
You are Ada Osakwe on social media, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Ada Osakwe on Instagram and Ada _ Osakwe on Twitter.
Interesting. But for social distancing and the fact that we're having this interview via Skype, I'm here in the studio. Weba is in God knows where. And and you are at home in your office?
I am at home.
At home. I would have ventured a hug, but wait, we have to social distance. Thank you very much for being a part of this.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Weba, did we leave anything out?
No, I think we covered it. But I think one last thing, I guess, based on what Ada is saying, is, you know, she was saying people are holding back their money and being a bit tight, which makes sense. But if you have the opportunity, I guess, per what Ada is saying, go out and buy a Newly Juice, go out and buy something or patronize a small business near you, because they need you to survive and you want them to survive after. Is that correct, Ada? Is that the charge?
Absolutely, absolutely. Buy from a small business and it's really the way to go. I should say that, you know, even small businesses and everybody listening, let's still do our part. I'm just excited about how Lagos State people stood up to support the poor, those in need during this time. Even with the fact that our revenues have completely disappeared, we're still finding time to every day send our healthy meals to health workers in the Atiosa Isolation Center. They're receiving Newly Juices, receiving Newly Food, and we're just making sure that we can all get through this together.
Wow, that's amazing. So even in this time of reduced revenue, struggling to pay fees, salaries and all that, you're still also, you know, doing good and providing this kind of support to those on the front lines. So that's great. That's great.
Well, globally, a review suggests that SMEs constitute some 98.5% of all businesses in the formal economy. They are often suppliers to government, to larger corporates and multinationals. That means they are indeed very, very important. And of course, they need help. No one really knows what the true impact of this COVID-19 situation is or will be. But a recent similar survey estimates that 50% of the people who were surveyed will need some form of intervention to survive. 50% of these small-scale businesses to even survive at all. These are bleak times indeed. And yes, we've got to strategize to survive, because small businesses are important to the economy. Ada Osakwe is CEO of Newly, and great pleasure having you with us yet again. We hope to talk to you again while this is ongoing and beyond it even. Thank you, Ada.
Thank you for this. Thank you for the recognition.
All right. Weba, on Wednesday, we will host yet another COVID-19 hero. Pretty interesting. Want to share with me?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, thank you so much, Ada. Thank you for putting your neck out there and speaking for all SMEs. And I think it's something that in this time, it's a topic that is often forgotten as we focus on the health and all those other issues. So thank you once again for coming and being that voice. So on Wednesday, we have a gentleman by the name of Mezu Nunelli, who is the MD of Sahel Capital. Ada also knows him quite well. And he's going to be talking more broadly around food security and why that's so important right now and what they're doing to keep Nigeria food secure. So it'll be another excellent conversation like this one, and we look forward to that. And Femi, over to you.
Thank you very much. Heroes, COVID-19 heroes, will continue with myself, Femi Obong Daniels, and Weba Boa until we come your way again on Wednesday, 11:30. Mark the time on your diaries. Have a have a safe, safe week ahead.
From the heart of Victoria Island, you're listening to your number one station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.